Speaking on this program is Mark Lance.
Good morning. Turn with me at this time to Psalms 118, and we'll be reading verse 24. As Psalm 118 in the verses 24. The Bible reads as follows. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you.
Good morning to everyone. In Psalm 136, the very first verse, it says, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. That's what I'd like for us to think about, is giving thanks to God. We have so much to be thankful for, both physically, those physical blessings that God has bestowed upon us, but especially those of a spiritual nature. Brethren, it doesn't take a lot to be a complainer and murmur, but as a Christian, we should stop and be thankful to God that He has blessed us so much. And thinking about murmuring and complaining, you look back to the children of Israel, that's what got them into trouble. They could have taken the promised land when God had first sent them there, had they been willing to listen to God, but they looked at the enemy and started complaining, and once they did that, it kind of affected everybody. And so they were not allowed to take the promised land. It doesn't take a lot of skill sets to be one that complains and murmurs about everything. And it can lead to others not doing what they can do if that's all that they ever hear is somebody complaining. You know, it's easy to complain. It's easy to tear down something that somebody else is doing. Brethren, we need to be thankful to God for all the blessings that He has bestowed upon us, because Christians are blessed more than anybody in the entire world. And we need to be thankful for such. And if we are the kind of person that always complains, you know, it can affect other people. It can affect an entire congregation. Maybe somebody says, well, it's not worth it. I'm just not going to do it. Because it's a lot different to grab the bull by the horns and take the lead. But it doesn't take much to sit back and complain. That's not the way it should be. This is wrong. Well, that's wrong. Well, that doesn't take a lot of effort. And that's actually rather childish. But number one, it's not the Christian attitude that we should have of complaining. So I want us to think about being thankful. We need to be thankful to God and Jesus Christ for His holiness. Psalm verse chapter 30, verse 4. And all the works that He has done on our behalf. And Psalm 75, verse 1. Because God has done so much for us. Think about His love in sending Jesus die on the cross for us. Brethren, that should make us be thankful. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Paul told them at Philippi, what even to think upon those things that are good and lovely, those things that are honest, not dwelling upon something that's always bad. And brethren, if we always think that way, that's what's going to come out in our lives, is something bad. There's so much that we have that God has blessed us with. His mercy endures forever. Brethren, we should be thankful for that, because if we got what we deserved, we'd all be lost. But thanks to the glory of God and His rich mercy, that does endure forever. Brethren, we have the opportunity for salvation, and we should live every day of our lives as though we are thankful. And we should thank our God on a regular basis. And I want us to also think of some things as we go through this that we need to be thankful for. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Give thanks unto God. He has done so much for us. We also read further in Psalm 75, verse 1, we give thanks to Thee, O God. Unto Thee we give thanks, for Thy wondrous works declare Thy name is near. God has truly blessed us. And also in the New Testament, the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18, we are taught this here. In everything give thanks. Notice, for this is the will of God, of Christ Jesus, concerning you. That we must be those that are thankful, not murmuring, not complaining. You know, you can look around you and find there's always something to complain about. That's easy to do. But as God's people, we need to be those that encourage and those that build up And that's one reason we meet on the first day of the week. We worship, and it builds us up. We sing. Why? To edify. To help us build each other up. Not tear each other down. That's not the reason that we come. Colossians 3:15 also tells us to be thankful. Brethren, that's the kind of people that God's people should be. You know, we live in a country with more than any country in the entire world, and we should be thankful that we have these freedoms, not take them for granted. But being a part of the Lord's church, we need to be thankful that God has blessed us, that He sent Jesus to die so that we could have the opportunity for salvation. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 28, Paul says this, "Give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, repeatedly throughout the Scriptures, we see, be thankful. Give thanks unto God. And if we think in this mindset, it's going to change the way that we conduct ourselves. It's going to change our language. You ever seen some people can come into a room, it's like they light the room up. Some people can come in the room and, man, it's just everything's bad. Everything's wrong. I remember talking to somebody on the phone one time. It was several years ago. Wasn't even here. So it refers to nobody. But I remember the time I got off the phone, I'd called that person to be encouraging. By the time I got off the phone, I think I was depressed. I don't even want to live. Why? Some people give that mentality to you. But brethren, we as God's people want to be those that are thankful that God has done so much for us. And that's the mentality that we should show. And think of those things that are good rather than those things that are bad all the time. There's enough bad goes on in this world. Rather, we as God's people, above all people, should be thankful. But let's notice one thing that we should be thankful for to our God is that we have life itself. Just think for a minute. It is by God that we live and move and have our very being. Without God, brethren, we would not even exist. Without His help, man cannot do it for himself. Man cannot create anything. But because of God's wonderful love, we are here. We do exist. We read in Psalm 118, verse 24, and this is a passage that was read for us by Oscar. "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God has given me this day, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to be thankful that God has given me the opportunity." Rather than complain to God and tell Him, "What, I don't have this and I don't have that," I'm going to be thankful for what God has blessed me with, because I know as His child that He will supply everything that I have need of. I will never have to do without as long as I put God first. So therefore, I will be thankful unto God. Now we'll look at every day as a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. We'll read further in Psalm 100, verse 4, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name." That's what the child of God should be looking for. Those things that are good. And bless the name of God. You know, some people use God's name quite a bit, but it's usually taking His name in vain. You see in movies, you see on TV, and you see people in person. Brethren, we should use God's name to bring glory and use it in a way that shows respect unto God, not in a way that takes away from God. Be thankful that God has given us life. And we read this in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 19 and 20. The Apostle Paul writing, he says, "That your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. And since this is a fact, since you were bought with a price," he says, "therefore, based upon this fact, glorify God in your body and in your spirit." And that's with a small s, our spirit, which are God's. He says, God has given you a spirit. God has given you a body. Why? To bring glory unto Him. Brother, we can't do that when we're complaining all the time and backbiting one another. And that should not be named among God's people, the Apostle Paul says. We should be those that are thankful and those that are built up. And think for a moment. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves. When people think of us, do they think of somebody that is encouraging, a Barnabas? Or do they think of somebody when they see us that's always down about something? Brethren, as God's people, we need to hold our heads up and be thankful that God has blessed us so much. He has blessed me with this day to come out and worship Him. No, I won't complain. And when we start complaining, and I imagine we're all guilty of it, don't you? I imagine we've all done some of this. I remember years ago, I'd hurt my knee, dislocated my knee, tore a tendon. You know, that's no fun. A lot of pain. I was a senior in high school. But I was doing quite a bit of complaining. I had a friend of mine says, you need to go down to the children's hospital. He didn't say much other than that. I got the point. Go look at somebody else. Go see what somebody else is going through. And then, basically, shut up. You know, that's enough of this. And brethren, sometimes we need to look as, I wasn't a Christian then. That doesn't excuse it because we've all been guilty of that, haven't we? Complaining. Something's always wrong. Brethren, when we look at somebody else and see what somebody else is going through, we can be glad that God has blessed us so much. And so, brethren, sometimes we need to look in the mirror and say, what do people see when they see me? Now, there's times that we were sick. I've been through that recently. A lot of you have. We don't always feel good. But, brethren, we can still be thankful that we have the doctors, we have the medicine, that God has blessed us with this ability to help ourselves. God has blessed us so much. Let's be thankful. And then number two, let's give thanks to God because of the eternal soul that we have. Brethren, we have the only thing that is eternal that God has created, man's soul. Our physical bodies, God gave them to us, and we're thankful for them, but you know they were never meant to last forever. This body of flesh, it deteriorates rather fast. You know, when we're young, we want to be a certain age. Well, when I get to be a teenager, that's the age. 13, that's the age. You get to be 13, then it's, well, 16, that's when I can drive. Well, 16, well, when I'm 18, that'll be when I'm considered, quote, an adult. And then you get a lot of learning to do, but that's beside the point. Then when I get to be 21, that's when I'm considered adult in everybody's eyes. Well, we always want to be some different age until you get to a certain age, you say, well, I wish I was younger. Then it reverses. You want to go back the other way. Brethren, be thankful that God has blessed us with a spirit, a soul that lasts forever. Take care of it. You only have one, so you need to take care of it and use it wisely. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, a passage that fits wonderfully right here, it says, the Lord God, not man, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. What a wonderful God that we have. He created from the dust of the ground man. Now, man can't create anything. He can only use what God has given him. He can use that and make certain things, but God is the creator of all things, isn't he? And we looked at that last Sunday night in John chapter 1, and Jesus being there in the creation. Brethren, God has given us an eternal soul, and we need to be thankful for that, that we have a soul that will live forever. We're not like animals. Animals, they live for a while, they die, that's it. But our souls are eternal, will live forever. Also back in the book of Psalms, chapter 5, verse 3, it says, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to thee. I will look up. I will direct my voice to God. I will look up. I will thank the Lord. I will realize what He's done for me. Rather than complain to God, why this, God, why that, I will be thankful unto God that has blessed me. And brethren, we sometimes lose sight of where those blessings come from. And they come from God. The jobs that we have. Well, I have to work. You could be thankful that you have a job. Some people don't have those. So we need to be thankful for what we have. And thankful that God has cared so much about us. And also in Psalm 55, verse 17, the writer says, evening and morning, and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. He's praying to God. He's thankful to God that God has blessed him, that God has provided for him. Brethren, we should likewise look at life and say, look what God has done for me. Sometimes I'm afraid we look at ourselves and say, look what I've done for God. And that's to have it backwards. We need to look at God and what He's done for us. He is the one that provides all things. It's not man. You know, you hear this sometimes, a self-made man. There's really no such thing. It doesn't exist. Because without God, we are nothing. Without God, we would not exist. But because God has blessed us, above all His creation, the crowning point of creation, brethren, we have an eternal soul that will live for eternity. Something else we need to be thankful about. See, when we stop and look at it, there's a lot of things to be thankful about. But this Bible that we have here, brethren, now it's a shame sometimes we don't use them as we should, but God has given us in language that we can understand His Word, a portion of His mind that He wants man to know. Brethren, we should treasure this book right here. We should look at it. This is my roadmap to heaven. Well, the animals don't need a Bible. Why? not capable of reading. They don't have an eternal soul, but man does. Brethren, this book tells us where we came from. It tells us where we're going. It tells us how to get there. It tells us what to do while we're here. And we need to give thanks to God for His Word. And one of the great passages in all of the Bible, Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Brethren, it guides us. Let's make sure we have that light that guides us and directs us. And if we're following lights, brethren, we should be those that are thankful for what God has done for us. But now, if we're always complaining, everything's always bad, doesn't that indicate there's some darkness that needs to be taken care of, something that needs to be put out of our lives? Brethren, let the light of God be in us. And one of the songs that we sing in Vacation Bible School, and by the way, it looks like we're going to have Vacation Bible School in July. It's tentative right now. But what's one of the most popular songs of Vacation Bible School in history? This is the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Now, what's one of the other verses, though? Not going to let Satan blow it out. Do we let Satan blow our light out sometimes that nobody can see it shining? All they see is the smoke coming off the candle that's gone out, or just the candle sitting there. Brethren, we are to be the light of the world. And we have God's Word that tells us how to do that. We have the Son of God that brought life and light into this world. And we are to reflect that light in the lives that we live for God. And in Romans 1, verse 16, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation. This book is the only way that I'm going to know how to get to heaven. What does God want me to do? How does He want me to live? What does He want me to do? What does He want me to leave alone? Right here is the only way that I'm going to know is by God's Word. We need to be thankful for this Word, brethren, that God has blessed us with it and that it guides us into all truth. Something else we need to be thankful for is the Lord's Church. Not just any church, but the Lord's Church. The Lord's Church is different than any religious group that you see out there. It's not a denomination. It's not part of the whole. The Lord's Church is the one that Jesus said, upon this rock, that He is the Christ, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And brethren, He has blessed us with the opportunity to be a part of it. What a blessing that we have. What thanks we should give to God that He has done this. We read in Colossians 1:18, He, Christ, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. Jesus Christ. He's the one that needs the glory, not man. Brethren, the lives that we should live should bring glory unto our Lord and what He has done for us. Not some person that's always complaining, but bringing glory unto God. And we can't do that, brethren, when we're always complaining. Something's always wrong. But give thanks unto the Lord. We also read in Acts 20, verse 28, it actually addresses the elders here. It says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He has purchased with His own blood. There's the price that it took to purchase the church. Not this building. Not this building that we dwell in. The church was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. That makes it precious, doesn't it? That makes it valuable. That actually makes it more valuable than anything else. We think of our houses, probably the thing we spent more on than anything else. We try to take care of them. Why? We have a lot invested. What about the body of Christ? The Lord's church, He has a lot invested, and we need to be thankful that we are a part of it. Now, this morning, if you're not a part of the Lord's church, you need to do something about that. You need to become a Christian today. But also, we read further in the book of Ephesians 5, verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body, the church. In the church, and only in the church, is where I find salvation, in Christ. That's the only place that we want to find it. And brethren, I need to be thankful to God for it. That He loved me so much that He would die on the cross to make it all possible. And in 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. I don't have to bear the guilt of my sins anymore, not if they're covered by Jesus Christ. Brethren, there's a reason to rejoice. There's a reason to be happy. My sins are washed away. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Therefore, I will be glad. I will rejoice. And I will live a life that brings glory unto God because He cares so much for me. And then, lastly, something we need to be thankful for, about is our families. Our physical families and also our spiritual families. We can be thankful that we have our spouses, husbands, wives. Be thankful for our children, our parents, our grandparents, all of our family, some of you grandchildren. We need to be thankful that God has blessed us with the families that we have. We read in the book of Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of His womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." He says, children, they're a blessing from God. And we should view them that way. And since they are a blessing from God, we should train them in the nurture and the admonition of God and teach them of His ways. One thing I actually want to mention, also being thankful for, is the people that touch our lives. This could be in a spiritual family, but think about where you are now. As a child of God, somebody has helped you, somebody has helped me to be where we are. We didn't get here by ourselves. Now, we need to be thankful to God and Jesus, but somebody cared enough about you and about me to come and sit down with us and say, "I want to look at the Bible with you. Let's study God's Word with you." Brethren, we need to be thankful for them. Look at this building that we do have. This is only a church building. It's not the church. A lot of people helped in that, didn't they? A lot of people come to clean out the old building. A lot of people come to work on houses. A lot of people come for a lot of things. But throughout our lifetime, brethren, a lot of people have helped us to be here, and we need to be thankful for them. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to Thy name, O Most High." Brethren, that should characterize the child of God as one that gives thanks. And the last verse we'll look at is found in Psalm 107, verse 21. It says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." This morning, can you say that you can give thanks to God because you have salvation? If you can't, you could do something about that. Jesus Christ died for you. Therefore, you can be saved, but you must be in Christ. You must have the blood of Christ that washes away your sins. The way you contact that blood is by repenting of your sins and being baptized in water for the remission of sins. And the Lord adds you to the church. You don't join anything. The Lord does the adding, and He adds you to the church that His Son died for. And if you are a child of God, are you one that gives thanks for the life that you live? Does it reflect that? Brethren, if it doesn't, we need to change that. We need to live lives that show reverence to God and that show that God, that we are thankful for what He has blessed us with. Instead of looking at things we don't like, brethren, be thankful for what God has blessed us with, that we can be a part of the body of Christ, and that we have heaven awaiting us. I want to go there, don't you? And if there's anything in a mist in my life, brethren, be willing to take care of it. Because heaven is too great to miss. Will you come as we stand and as we sing?
What can wash away?